Shalom Aleichem, dear friends. We are going to be learning Siyata Dishmai, the Sugi of Shalmei Akam Olos, the Refuas, Schus Refuas, who is of Chaim Yechiel Ben Esther, and also the Schus Refuas, Rav Yisrael, Aksan Yisrael Ben Chaya Marta. It says in the Gemara, Menachas Nafayin Gimel Amid Aleph, Amar Rav Huna Shalmei Akam Olos, the Shlamim that a Goy brings have a din of an Ola that has to be completely burned. Ibai Seim Akrabi, Seim Asvara, some say it's a Pasuk, some say it's a Svara. Obi Chavim intends that it should be l'shamayim. The whole animal should go to Hashem, and it should be completely burned and not eaten by a person. It says that they bring to Hashem as an ola, whatever the goy brings to should be as an ola. So Paskins the Rama, Maisa Korbanus, Per Gimel, Lach Beis, Lach Gimel, Havala Goyin, Ein Mekavle, Mela Olos, Bilvad, Shenemar, Miyad, Bein Echar, Los, Akribu, Es, Lachem, Lokechem, etc. Abal Ein, Mekavle, Mehem, Shlomim, Velo, Menachos, Velo, Chatelos, Vashamos. We're not Mekavle, any other type of carbon for them. Goy, Shehevi, Shlomim, Makriben, Osan, Olos, Shagoy, Libo, La, Shemayim. Another, so when he brings Shlomim, we bring it as an ola, because he intends it should all go to Hashem. Nadar Shlamim v'nasan li Yisrael Almanashi iskabre v'hem li Yisrael Ochlan osan Yisraelim k'shalme Yisrael. If he was nadar Shlamim and he gives it to a Jew Almanas that the Jew should be miskaper, then itaka has a din Shlamim and the Jew eats it k'shalme Yisrael. V'chein imnasan l'koin koin ochlan, if he gives it to a koin, the koin eats it. So that's Divrei HaRambam. But the Rambam's words are very difficult. We'll start with the Kasha of the Radbaz and the Lechem Mishnah, that the Gemara brings a pasuk of Ish Ish. And Asher Kribu Lashem Lola, etc. So that's one pasuk, and the Rambam brings a different pasuk. Umiyad Ben Nechar Losa Kribu, that the Torah's Quanim Darshins, Menayin Shein Makabim Shkolim in Ha'akum, Umiyad Ben Nechar Losa Kribu, is Lechem Elokechem Mikol Eile. So the Gemara learns that it's talking about not accepting sculling from them. And not only did the Rambam bring a pasuk, but the Rambam also quotes Rav Huna in the Gemara, who writes that a goy is libo l'shamayim. Another kash is that of the Aruch HaShulchan, and Simit Zayin Sifid Gimel, Shemitchilas Dvar of the Rambam starts she'enu mekavleim shlamim. At all. And then it says that a goy who is maybe shlamim, your makrivos and olos. That if a goy brings shlamim, then you can bring it as an ola. Another kash is stimas div loshen Rambam, that even after the goy was no der shlamim, yachol lahavi karbano v'lateto to li Yisrael amenachi it kaperbo. First he says, the Rambam says that even if the guy was no der shlamim, he can bring his karban, and he can give it to a Jew, almanat shiyis kaper bo, and ask the Imrei Bina, in Dinei Pidjana Ben, Chelek Aleph Simen Gimel, since he was already no der bistam shlamim, and he was mischayev, how can a Jew be zochen it afterwards, l'skaper bo v'shu necholim? So the goy was already mischayev for himself. How could the Jew be zoche? So he says that tzarich loymar that lashon Rambam means lav dafka, that he was noder as a shlamim for himself, but rather the goy was noder karbon lechatchila al menas sheyiskaper bo Yisrael, but not that he was noder as shlamim, and that afterwards he can, even though mistimus lashon Rambam is mashim, he was noder as shlamim, and then afterwards he can give it to the Jew, but that's not true. He was noder at Almanas to give it to the Jew in the first place. But it's not mashma like that, but Lashon HaRambam. Lashon HaRambam is mashma shagoy noder shlamim. He was already makdish at al shlamim. Chol of kedusha shlamim. Noder shlamim v'nosan li Yisrael. So how could you do it for the Yisrael? Once you were noder as a shlamim for yourself, how could you give it over to the Jew? We also have to understand the psak of the Rambam, linyan korban pesach. The Rambam paskins a mafresh pischat shalon his gayer harizem akriva l'shem pesach. If a person was mafresh his pesach before he was misgayer and then he was misgayer, he's makrivid l'shem pesach ha'isa makar baruch. How could he be makrivid b'taras korban pesach after he was misgayer? Because he was not roi l'hakdish pesach. And therefore, wasn't Roy Shetochel Ala Behema Kedusha Klal? No Kedusha should have been Chal in the first place. So, in the Sefer Makor Baruch that I mentioned of a Goyen Rav Nachum Baruch Ginsburg, so he's Marich, and what he says is there's a chilik between two of the reasons given in the Gemara. That Shalmei Akamar Olas, if it's from a Pasuk, so the moment the Goy was Makdish, the Shlamim immediately becomes an Ola, and there's no Chalos Shlamim Lahakraba, Mashenke, and Lefidi Baisema, that Shalmei Akamar Olas, Misvara, that an Akum Libel Hashemayim, so he has the Koach to be Matfis Kedusha Shlamim, but since Kavanoso, Lakriva Kolil, Memela Mutal Aleinu Lakriva Kolos, is Matfis and Al Shlamim, but then we have to be Makrivit Al Tzola. Now, Pizeh Kosav, the Makor Baruch, that the Rambam learns that Shalmei Akum are Olos Misvara, and Lashitaso, it's Chal, that the Akum was Makdish Lashlamim, and it doesn't become an Ola from the get go. It only becomes an Ola from the Shas HaKrava. From the time Lifnei HaKrava, it becomes an Ola, but from the get go, it's Taka Shlamim. Now that the Makor Baruch learns that the Gemara brings two reasons why the Shalmei Akum are Olos Mi Kro, Mi Svara, it would seem that it's a Machlokas Rishonim. That Chol Mokum, that the Gemara says Yibay Sema Kro, Yibay Sema Svara, some say they're two different Terutzim, and some say that the Pasuk is Mashmi'a Lanu the Svara. The Pasuk is teaching us the Svara, and the Rambam it's Mashmi, it's really one Terutz. And the Pasuk is teaching us the Svara. The Makor Baruch learned that it's too different to Terutzim, Lav Dafka. Another Ha'ara we find is a Machlokas Shoshana Begedra Akrav Shlom Mishal Akum B'Taris Korban Ola. From Rashi, Ying Sav Yadam Menachasayin Gimel Amid Beis, Dibra Maskel Belibo, and what's Meyuchas to Rashi, and Dibra Maskel Kol, it's Mashmid that the Korban remains a Shlomim. But rather, Dino Ke'ola L'Nyin Zeh Shekula Kol, it remains Be'etzim Shlomim. But you bring it as an ola in so far as that it's completely burned. But from Tosis there, Samach Aleph Amid Beis, Dibur Maskel B'Yisrael, they write that Shalmei Akum are not chayiv b'tenufa because they're olas. So it's mefor b'divrei Tosis. They hold that the carbon mamish becomes an ola. And the Rambam also you see that nachri shehevi shlam akriven osan olas. So it's hard to say that it becomes a shlamim, turns from a shlamim to an ola fnei hakrava. Misvaretz mashma that miyad shehikdish ha'akum shlamim it's miskadesh b'kedushas ola misvar because the guys we say libo la'shamayim so memela even if he says shlamim he really means ola so it's immediately we're going to be in ola and if that's true then how does he give it to the Jew b'torah shlamim it's not a shlamim it's an ola. Another ha'ara that the Gemara brings a brisa. It says, "Ovid kochom shes nadi lahavi shlamim nasan leYisrael. Yisrael ocha nasan lekoin koin ochlen." And Rabbi explains, "Halchi karmanashi skabrin Yisrael Yisrael ochlen amanashi skabrin koin ochlen." So if he brings it amanas that the Jew should be miskaper, he eats it. If he brings it amanas the coin should be miskaper, he eats it. So the Sfasemis is meir lechor is a nera pashut. So what's the chiddush? So he says that the Tana is giving the goyin etza. That he should be kohen as korban for Yisrael, in order that it should be nikrav shlamim, and then he's going to be kaim as neder. So now it's very definitely difficult. Since he can only bring it for himself atz ola, how's it possible to say that he can give it to a Jew, b'torah shlamim, amanashi is kapirbo? It's not a shlamim, it's an ola. Another kasha is why can he give his korbanos to Jew amenashis kaper? Well, we pass in a pesach and peites amid beis that hamocher all of alasa b'shlam of loasa klum. So how could he give it to the Jew? So in the sefer, wonderful sefer Avo Beisecha from Rav Avram Goodman, he explains as follows that the sefri in the Gemara. Darshan, the two different psukim, talking about different things. Mar machada, mar machada velo pligi. The Sefri is talking about a guy who brings a korban, she'ena ola. It's talking about a guy brings a carbon that's not an olin. We darsh in the pasuk miyad benechar lo sakriv uslechem elokeichem mikol eile, to say that you're not mekabel from the guy a carbon that's not an olin. And that's what the Rambam brings in halacha beis based on the sefri. The Gemara is done. What's the din of these karbanos if they're already miskadish al day akum? Even though we're not makriv them al shemam, but nevertheless, there's no reason to say that kedusha shouldn't be chal. And this Rufuna says, since you're not makriv them with the kedusha that they were miskadish, they have a din that they should be nikrav olos. They should be brought as olos. And this is learned from misvara mipasik yibayisay misvara because ovid kochav liba l'shamayim. That even though the carbon wasn't miskadish but kedushas olah, nevertheless, since the Torah asks us to be makriv it kedino, svara hi shu nefach le'olah. Since the Torah asks us to be makriv it kedino, it's a svara that it's transformed into an olah. And Rav Huna doesn't mean to prove that the carbon has to be an olah, because it says in Zvachim Kufta Zayin that there are tanaim who learn that lefnei matan Torah they're going to be makrib shlamim. What he means is that since we're not makabel rov karbanos meakum, and they're not ruim li kariv kedinam, so it's a svara, not that it's muchrach, but it's a svara that efshar lekablum akrivim kolos shakum libo lashamayim. That everything they bring should be as an ola. This drasha is like it says in Zvachim Chesamid Beis, in Karban Pesach Achaz Mano, Shenefach L'Shlamim. It says there Tana Rabban Pesach etc. Vishayim Moshashan etc. Shalol L'Shmuel Kosher Menani Mili Amar Avu Ad Shmuel Amar Kravi Menatzon Karban L'Zevach Shlamim L'Hashem Dav Rabba Menatzon Yeh L'Zevach Shlamim Hashich Siv L'Zevach Shlamim. And the kavanah of the Gemara is that if they shech the Pesach b'shayim osheshan l'shem korban acher and they were okerit, they are brooded the shmo harishon, and it's not royally kariv b'shmo, and it's mishtana l'shlamim. So al derech zu amar Rav Huna that the korban akum shehukdash b'kedushas korban she'ein mekav l'me akum, this korban is not royally kariv b'shmo, and it's mishtana to an ola. So we find, therefore, that a carbon of akum shehukdash l'kedusha mesuyemes u'l'shem bayil of ha'akum, since he can't be nikrav kedino, so it's chayiv l'shtanus, and there are two possibilities. It could be nikrav l'bayil of ha'akum b'kedushas ola, or the guy could give it over to the Jew k'mos shehu, and then it's going to be b'kedusha rishona. So those are the two possibilities. It's either going to be stay with the guy but be transformed into an ola, or it's going to be given over to the Jew and it's going to remain with its original Kedusha. So if it's brought as a Shlamim, that's definitely no good for the guy. But if it's brought as if it's Miskadish B'akum B'Kedusha Shlamim, the question is, what do we do now? Do we say that it turns into an Ola? Or do we say that he can give it or he could give it to a Jew? Those are the two possibilities. And the Jew will use it as a shlamim. Now in the Braisa it says that an akum that was misnadev lahavi shlamim, so if he gives it to the Jew eats it. If he gives it to the Kohen eats it. The Rambam also says, Nadar shlamim nasan l'Yisrael menashe yiskabru in Yisrael ochlan nasan l'Yisrael in b'shal me'Yisrael b'chein nasan l'Kohen, Kohen ochlan. Like we said. So, why does he bring these two dugmaot that he can give it to Yisrael, he can give it to a Kohen? We also have to understand that from his Lashon, it looks like he was Mechalek. That when he says, talks about Yisraelim, he says, Va'ochlan osam ha'Yisraelim, Kishalme Yisrael. And when he says, Nasan l'Kohen, he says, Kohen ochlan, b'Lashon Yachid. Why by Yisrael is Lashon Rabim and Kohen is Lashon Yachid? There's a difference between them. Nasan l'Yisrael, in other words, he gives them l'Yisraelim shem yiskapru bo v'yidei zeh karban echal ayidei Yisraelim. But otherwise, it's different if he gives it to a Kohen. It's not talking about where he gives it to him in order that he should be miskaper. What it means is he can give it to the Kohen, that he'll do all the avodas hakarban and he'll be zocha through this to achilas hakarban. But it's not that the Kohen should be miskaper with it. By a Jew, it's that he should be miskaper. But by a Goy, he just gives it to the Goy. And then the Goy does the Avodas, and the Schus of him doing the Avodas, he's Zoch in the Karban. And we find this even in Karban Yisrael, that Rashi in Tmur, Lam Beis, says that Yisrael, Amosar Alasa Lekohen Mesuyam, who Zoch Baru Levad, Tosis argues, that after the Goy, that since the Goy doesn't eat me karbana, we can give the avodas a karban to a kohen, and then he's going to eat the he's going to be able to eat the animal since he did the avoda. Just like here, Rashi writes about Yisrael Moser Lasa LeKohen, the Kohen Zoch in the Or. So here too, he's given to the Kohen can be Zoch in the animal and eat it. So Uncle Panam Matzino LeMedim, that when a Goy is Makdish Shlamim, the Korban's Miskadish Bekadush Shlamim, but he just can't be Makrivit Kemos Shehu. So if he wants to be Masher Bekadush Shlamim, he can give it to others. Then it's going to remain a Shlamim, even though Anakdim was Makdish it, and even though he Paskin, that if you sell your Ola in Shlamim, Loas of Lo Klum. The Mikdash David already says that this klal was only said if you could be Eshev Shalak Rivala Bailov. But here it's impossible to be Makrivit Kemoshehu, so you can be Mishanah to a different type of carbon. Because Kachadin Shakol Kobrin Shayna Royal Inyano Yachol Ishtanis Lukadusha Cheres Kadeshi Yakarev. In the Gemara in Tmura and Daf Beis Amid Beis, Boy Rami Bar Cham, Oibdu Kob Marshi Yomer, Mi Amris, Medakdushe Makdish Emurin Ami Meimir. So what can a Dugoy do Tumura? On one hand he can be Makdish, does that mean he can also do Tumura? Or maybe no, since he does, he's not the Asi L'Chla Lonshin, when he does Tumura it doesn't work. So Rabbi says, Dashma, Disanya, Kotche, Avdei, Kuchav, Lonenim, Lomalim, Vein Chai, Vilei, Mishun Pigal, Noisei, Vitami, Vein Osim, Tumura, Vein Mivin, Misachim, Lakorbono, Tom, Misachim, Divrei, Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Bekulani, Ro, Lahachmir, Rami Bar Chama behikdi shavut kochavim leskaper od kochavim lo kamabayli kamabayli behikdi shavut kochavim umeskaper be Yisrael basar makdish as lina or basar makaper as lina. So first we have the Tanakhama says that there's no tamura. Rabbi Yossi says there is tamura, and then Rami Bar Chama says that I don't have a shaila when it's behikdi shavut kochavim leskaper od kochavim. My shaila is Hikdish Ovid Kochavim, the Miskaper Yisrael. Do we go after the Makdish? In which case, there is no Tmura? Because Enos in Tmura, like the Tanakhama says? Or do we go after the Miskaper and there is Tmura? So the Fumriya Tan Pashtus Maskanas HaGemara is that an Akum can't be Meimir at all. The Loma Baile Ram Bar Chavar, Ram Chavar Shaila is only if the Yisrael can be Meimir a Karbon, Shehikdish Akum. Almanas she is kaper bo Yisrael. However, in the Rambam we see otherwise. In the Rambam's mevor she calling nidun shalagamara zela inyan haakum atzmo. Rambam says ain kach she goyim osim tumura mena Torah. Avo mi derisov she goy sheheimir arezu tumura hikdish goy behemish she is kaper bo Yisrael veheimir ba hagoy arezu suffik tumura. And the Rambam argues the Rambam ain kach she goyim osim tumura mena Torah. Omer Avram shibushim yeshkan. Very sharp lashon, kedarko. Shagoy enos etmur klal, lo b'shalo, v'lo b'shal Yisrael. So he doesn't do tmur at all. Not only not menatari, he doesn't do tmur at all. V'Yisrael shehemir v'karben shikdish goy, l'skabo Yisrael zewa suffik. And the suffik is, if a Yisrael was meimir in a karben, that a goy was makdish, l'skabo bo Yisrael. The Rambam says the goy was the meimir. But he says, no, it's the Yisrael. Sagama Mari Kurkus, Amar al Psak Shal Rambam, and he writes Mashmi Dvarav, Sha'akum Yachal Ahomer Karban Shekdish Yisrael. That a goy can be Meimir a carbon that he was Makdish for Yisrael, that the Jew should be Miskaper. So how could it be that the goy is the meimir? He's lav bar onshin. Why is he any better than a gemara than the cotton in the gemara who's lav bar onshin? It's a bayi de lo ifshita. So how can you say that he's the guy is the Meimir? The carbon is Almanashi is covered by Yisrael. So it seems clear that since Tamura is Havaras Kedushas HaKarban, Memela, a goy can only be Meimir a carbon that he can be Makdish. So if a Jew is Makdish a carbon, then it's Pashat that the goy can't be Meimir it. Because it's not Biyado. So the Shaila is, an Akum was Makdish a carbon al Menashe's Kabra bo Yisrael. That the carbon doesn't have Kedusha's carbon Akum, and it also doesn't have Kedusha's carbon Yisrael. It's not carbon Akum because it was Nimsar li Yisrael. Kedesh Yisrael is Kabra bo. And it doesn't have Kedusha's carbon Yisrael because it was Miskadish al Yidei Akum. So now we understand the Rambam. That Lishitaso, the Akum Einim Yochum Lahamir Carbon Yisrael, because they can't be Makdish like a carbon of Yisrael. So that's the Rambam says, Ein Kat Shegoy Mosin Tumur Min HaTorah Avo Midivrei So from Shegoy Hemir Shegoy Shehemir HaRezu Tumura Hikdish Goy Behema Shiz Kabri by Yisrael Behemir Ba Goy HaRezu Sofik Tumura. So the Goy only has the rights on the Behema that he was Makdish. She's covered by Yisrael. That's Suffolk tomorrow. But not what Yisrael was Makdish, and not even what the Goy was Makdish. If the Goy was Makdish, he doesn't have the right. The Rambam says, Ein kach she'goy nosen tomorrow min haTorah. Because Goyim are mismayit mit from the parish of tomorrow. But the question is, what about Lahamir Bakarban Shahemikdishu? O Masra also the Israel Manashis Kaprabo. So there the Rambam has a suffix. What the din is? On one hand, it's Hakdosh of a Goy. On the other hand, it's Shahis Kapra, so therefore it shouldn't be liable to Tmura Midaraisa. On the other hand, it's for the sake of a Jew, and therefore Mitzad Zed should be liable to Tmura. So this is obviously a huge topic. And hopefully we will revisit it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you.